Welcome to episode 10 of This One's for the Working Mama, bringing you the right type of distraction for your daily commute. Join in the movement of working moms who own their choice to work and strive to achieve a life with their soul on fire. Make a conscious effort to fill your daily drive with truth and wisdom that can abolish the working mom guilt for good and find community. I'm Katie Alexander, and this is your 8-Minute Devotion. This episode is sponsored by This One's for the Working Mama book. If you want more of the working mama and practical tips and guidance to balance your home and work while living a purposeful life, this book is for you. Purchase your copy on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com today. Episode 10, Hunker Down. We live in Florida, where terms like tropical storm and hurricane are all too familiar to us. We live hurricane season with the same anticipation as northerners look to snow days. Throughout my life on the west coast of Florida, we've been fortunate enough to relish hurricane days as no school, no work, sleeping in forts or on air mattresses in a windowless hallway or closet kind of days. We have hurricane parties where we meet in the front yard and grill everything perishable in our fridge over conversation with neighbors about the path of the storm. We watch in nervous anticipation of where the cone of destruction will land on the map, and on occasion have been surprised by the last-minute turns of a storm you can't control, yet every weatherman and woman try to predict it. The hype and inaccuracies of the prediction and the news narrative have created in some of us Florida natives a distrust for the predictions and a desensitized approach to preparation. In my 36 years of life, there have been a few close calls to the West Coast, specifically Tampa Bay. But we have been fortunate enough to narrowly escape the devastation. Last year, Hurricane Irma was one of the first with those squiggly predictive lines all pointing to Tampa. That was the first time in my adult life that we jumped into high gear. Full preparation. All the hype. We bought groceries and then revisited the store 3 more times because we just weren't sure we had enough. We ensured our gas tanks were full. We found every flashlight and candle in the house and put them in a basket in the living room with plenty of matches and batteries. We brought in every piece of outdoor furniture and planters. We cooked every piece of raw meat, ate all the ice cream and popsicles, filled every empty jug we had with water, filled the bathtubs, and put what felt like thousands of interlocking metal hurricane shutters on all of our doors and windows. And then we hunkered down to face the storm. We took every precaution and made every arrangement we could, short of evacuation, which wasn't recommended in our town. We watched the news in anticipation of that big red circle making its way right over our city, and we were ready to lose power at any moment. At one time, the wind was so strong we could hear the whistling and physically see the sliding glass doors in our living room shaking beneath the metal shutters. But we could not see outside. The house was like a fortress, a dark cave, similar to Noah's Ark. And our only window to the outside world was the technology that we anticipated would fail us at any moment. If you follow the news, you know this storm, like many others, took a miraculous turn, and the wind and rain that we heard was from the outer bands. We never lost power, and we regretfully reflected on eating all the ice cream. Our family did not sit in fear and dread because this time we took it serious. We prepared and stayed put and had a great slumber party with my extended family all under one roof playing board games and watching movies. We were very fortunate that God controlled the wind and the waves that day and kept it far away from Tampa Bay. But there was something settling about preparing for the storm and knowing, peacefully, we did everything we could do to anticipate it. The storms of life are similar. They can come out of nowhere with a seemingly predictable path, like job loss should lead to poverty. Miscarriage leads to a life with no children. Marital problems lead to divorce. Loss of a spouse or child leads to depression and a loss of purpose. And the list goes on. Those storms can develop overnight, pick up speed, and the narrative can say the path of destruction is headed right toward your life, right at your soul. There are so many storms that come out of nowhere, and we seem unprepared. Or there are those with all the warning signs, but we ignore the preparation and protection of those parts of our heart and soul because it's too much work. Or we are desensitized to the magnitude of the storm. The game changer in the hard places of life, the storms, is preparation. Not grocery shopping, ice cream eating, and shutter-hanging preparation, but godly discipline, seeking wisdom, and pursuing righteousness. Today's Bible reading is from Proverbs 10. It leads us into discussion on wise preparation. So let's pick up in verse 1. A wise child brings joy to a father. A foolish child brings grief to a mother. Tainted wealth has no lasting value, but right living can save your life. The Lord will not let the godly go hungry, but he refuses to satisfy the craving of the wicked. Lazy people are soon poor. Hard workers get rich. A wise youth harvests in the summer, but one who sleeps during harvest is a disgrace. The godly are showered with blessings. The words of the wicked conceal violent intentions. God is forever our refuge in the midst of a storm, but he delights in knowing we make righteous steps. While your actions do nothing to earn your salvation, when you enter into a relationship with God, he does desire for you to seek him, know him, and long to be more like him. Right living prepares you for the storms. Spending time in his presence, learning his word, serving him by serving others, all of these things are pleasing to him and prepare you for when troubles come your way. You don't have to seek refuge in fleeting worldly fixes because you can rest on God's truth. You don't have to face battles alone because you've cultivated community with people who share your convictions and you've served others who are just waiting to return the favor. You don't have to worry about losing it all and becoming poor because God says he rewards the hard worker. That might not mean your job makes you rich, but it means he will always give you enough, just what you need. It might not mean that miscarriage or loss isn't painful, but it means God can bring new life from death and healing from hurt. In the storms of life, the godly can look through the eye of the storm, which feels crushing and all-encompassing, and see beyond to those showers of blessings God promises in the rain bands. What comes before the storm prepares you and warns you to hunker down, and what comes after washes away the debris to make all things new. He makes all things new. Finish strong today and read through Proverbs 10, and while you close out your day, I challenge you to look beyond your own storms and lift up the thousands of people devastated by Hurricane Dorian this week. Thanks for following along on episode 10. To be included in all the upcoming episodes, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you want, or give it a quick rating, which helps it be available to more mamas just like you. Stick with me as we continue with these 31 days in the Proverbs. You won't be disappointed.